hands unto the Lord. Thank you for that word, Jesus. Thank you for that word, God. Thank you, Lord. So much truth in 7 minutes. Amen. Remain standing. We're also so honored to have Brother Caleb. Her name's Sister Brianne, but she allows me to teach her patience by calling her Brianna. But we're so thankful they're a part of this church. We love this family. I want you to open your hearts. Brother Caleb, come and share what the Lord put on your heart tonight.
Hallelujah, church. If he's the chips and salsa, and he is the main course, I'm the crumbs falling from the table that's your kids are crawling underneath eating that you don't know about. But you make it hard to come behind, but a great word, Brother Aaron. I want to start off by giving honor to Brother Stevenson, and I'll be going to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, Jesus, must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If I had to put a title to it, I'll be focusing on the last part. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The diligent get the reward. You may be seated. If I was to come up here to this pulpit and this platform, and I had a big old bag of gifts, if I had gifts, I'm talking about materialistic gifts. I'm talking about maybe for the young people, I have the latest fashion or the latest shoes, and I was just going to hand out these gifts. I was just going to give them away. All you had to do was step out of your pew or chair, come down and get it. That's all you had to do. For the ladies, it might be an all-inclusive spa day. And my wife would probably run up to this altar. And maybe for the men, it was the latest weapon or the money or, you know, a day away from your wives. I'm just playing. But if there was a bag of gifts, and I said, it's free for the taking. All it's going to take is a little effort on your part. All I need you to do is go from here to standing up and walk yourself up here and get it. That's all you have to do. We would not hesitate. We would all come up and get a free gift. And as I began to think about it, I was thinking each church service, Jesus is walking around this congregation. And it's almost like I see him with a bag of gifts, but it's not materialistic gifts. And he's wondering, is there anybody that will put forth a little effort to get what you've been praying for? Because we've all been praying for some things. And yes, it might take a little effort, and it might cost you a little something when you get down here. But if you don't want to come down here and give the effort, then you didn't want what you prayed for bad enough. And if you don't want it bad enough, somebody else will want it bad enough. And somebody else will come down here when they hit rock bottom and say, Jesus, I don't know who else needs peace, but I need peace right now. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all know God is a giver to those that diligently seek him. Those that come every service looking, diligently seeking him for what you need. And we take, and I'm speaking to myself. Sometimes I take services for granted. I have so many lost family members out there. My brother that prayed me through to the Holy Ghost when I was 15 years old is backslidden. Most of my family is backslidden. And yet I come to church and I go through the motions and I pray a little bit. And, you know, every now and then I need some peace because the devil's tormenting my mind. But I come to church and I just sit there. And maybe, you know, I haven't been, you know, just all in my mind, and Satan's been tormenting, and he's been coming at me, and everything's going wrong on the job, maybe. Maybe everything's going wrong in your house, but we don't really want it bad enough. We come to church. We hear, like Brother Herring said, it's like we hear stuff so much that we take it for granted. We hear it so much that it's just words coming out of another minister's mouth. The way I see it is when you're in service, and God begins to move and God begins to try to operate and nudge at your heart, you can be one or two things. You can be a spectator or you can be a participator. And see, the spectator, they say they want it and they sit there. And then they get upset when somebody that's a participator runs up to the front and gets what they prayed for. But we can't be mad if God's not answering prayers if we're not acting like we want our prayers answered. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I believe that some of us are just one step away from getting what God wants you to have. One step. All it takes is one step. How hard is it to take one step? We do it every day when we go to work. We do it every way when we go in Walmart. But why do we find it so hard to make a step in the house of God? It seems like we can make a step for everything else except the thing that we're praying over. Maybe it's that the enemy understands that if you get that one thing, you'd be unstoppable. Maybe the devil knows if you would get peace in your mind, you could pray through without any distractions. Maybe the devil knows that if you came here and got your rest and your strength at the altar, maybe you'd have the strength to witness to some people when you're out there. Maybe he knows that if you step out on faith and you come down here and you obey that tug on your heart, that that prayer right there is going to save my brother in Sarepta, LA down there. Who knows what step that's going to take, that's going to make your family come back to God. Just, can you imagine it? I can see my brother lifting his hands. I can see my sister lifting her hands. I can see peace. I can see joy. God can manifest into whatever you need him to be. All you have to do is move, move, move. He's willing. He's able. But he just needs somebody obedient. Because I'm going to tell you, the devil's going to mess with two things. He's going to try to hinder your obedience, and he's going to try to hinder your faith. Because if you put those two together, there's no limitations on what God's going to do down here. If somebody would feel that tug, and I know I felt the tug on my heart, but I made it up in my mind them last few services. I told my wife, if I got to step out and look stupid, if I got to shout and look stupid, I'll look stupid in front of people because I got lost family members. Y'all have lost family. We need a church full of prodigals. We need a church full of children that are lost, Brother Aaron. We need peace in the house of God. There's no reason why we allow the enemy to come in here and stop worship and stop praise. It's time to get fed up with what he's been doing. We've sat on the back way too long, staying on the defense, reacting to when stuff happens. But church, it's time to come back in the offense. It's time for the church to go after him for what he is. If you need peace, peace is in the house. If you need deliverance, deliverance is in the house. If you need a breakthrough in your spirit, that's in the house. If you need a closer connection with God, he's the one who creates that connection. Is anyone in here obedient and have a little faith to believe that God can answer? Does anybody in here want it as bad as you say you want it? Oh, Jesus, Lord, help us, God. Focus more on what we need from you than what we look like. Help us focus more on what we need from you. And let us think about the lost souls in this parish or lost souls in our family. Lord, I pray, God, that you give us boldness. I pray, God, that you give us peace and strength, God. I pray, God, against anything that would hinder the move of God. I pray against all God. In Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, Jesus, Lord. Be obedient. Have faith, church. God's going to do great things.